What's up, everybody? We're back. Return of the Whack and Cheese. It's been a couple of months, but we're here and we're ready to talk some movies and games and other things. And I am your host, Cheese, and with me, as always,
Whack. It's your boy Whack.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. It's been a little rough for everybody the last couple weeks with the election and all, but we ain't gonna talk about that shit here. So
yeah, that shit's over.
That's all right.
If you want some of that, go listen to Wacky and Monty show.
Yeah, absolutely. as always, what have you been watching? What you been playing? Anything? Got anything good or bad or for me? Or
I caught back up on a little bit of Dragon Ball, the English dub. I'm all the way to the Zamasu arc. Okay. They're about to conclude. So if you haven't caught that, it's on Hulu.
It is.
So watch that. I've been right there.
Yep, I've been getting hip to it. I haven't seen the English version at all. I've only seen the Japanese version. And I don't know how I feel. Like, sometimes I like the Japanese version and sometimes I like the English version. So it's kind of like rewatching it. It's like watching it for the first time, honestly. It's not like rewatching it over.
No.
It's everyone's voice is completely different than like I had in my head or imagined them sounding like in English. So it's been a pretty cool experience. I'm right there with you. I'm just got to the Zamasu arc where he discovers the time rings and stuff. So
yeah.
That's
hell yeah, dude.
Dragon Ball is always dope, and welcome to here on the Whack and Cheese.
It's coming back, too.
I know.
Did you see anything about it?
I've been keeping up with it for like Moro. A year. Yeah, Moro is going to be a baller. Mm-hmm. He's going to be something serious and something really hard to deal with. But we'll cross that bridge once it comes out. We've had about a month gap here on the Whack and Cheese since the last one.
Yep.
And I have been going in on the movies. And a lot of these movies I'm going to name off for scary movies or horror movies for the most part, just for the Halloween. I know we're missing it, but I just ran down through my list. So I'm going to give a little bit of what I've been watching. I'm going to start my first one on this list. I'm going to save for last. So 28 Days Later. 28 Days Later, starring Cillian Murphy, came out in 2003. Danny Boyle is the director of this. He made 127 Hours and Slumdog Millionaire, which were like the other two movies I've seen of his. Awesome.
It was classic,
cool.
Dude.
It was a different take on zombie movies where they're really not like zombies and they're more or less infected by like a virus.
Yep. So modern take.
He, beginning of the movie, he wakes up. And he's waking up from a coma and he's in a hospital and like the city is completely empty and he's just walking the streets and he has absolutely no idea what's going on, which would be a terrible feeling. And this is all based like downtown. What is it? Like
London.
UK? London?
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. There's it's actually like in the middle of the movie, it kind of veers off and goes into like a different storyline where it's not like them surviving through the city and killing off zombies. It's like, oh, the other humans are kind of like who the threat is. It's not really the infected, you know?
Yeah, those military dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they all pretty much they're running their own cult. These are all spoiler alert too, by the way. I'm going to kind of, deeper into.
That came out in 2003.
Right. Yeah. Boy, you had your chance if you wanted to watch it. But it kind of veers off and like it's a cult almost, that military group. They're trying to, their plan is they want to repopulate the earth, and he promised like his soldier like women pretty much, and they are just all gonna have like kids with her and start the whole world over with the two girls that they got pretty much captured. And that, so it like starts with Cillian Murphy, this girl saves him, another dude's with her, the dude gets infected, they kill dude, and they meet like this another guy and his daughter, and they go on a journey because the guy he sees him in a riot suit at first and stuff, but it turns out he's like an older guy.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He's, yeah, he's no a regular guy. He's not a soldier, not anything.
And they hear the radio frequency, and it's like these people saying, come here, seek refuge, and we'll take care of you and feed you, and we got like an army and stuff pretty much. So they that's why they leave and try to find these people, but it turns out that they're fucked up pretty much. Yeah. So
it's just these soldiers that have been have cabin fever and been pent up fighting infected right. people. It's, and they got one captured in their compound.
And just these on the chain. These fuckers don't fuck around either. They're
quick boys.
Yeah, they're quick boys. It ain't Dawn of the Dead, which yeah. I also have on this list of movies that I watched.
Got a bone to pick.
So Dawn of the Dead, the only reason I was interested in watching this movie is because I heard it was a classic. It's from 79, George A. Romero. I heard a lot of stuff about the makeup in this movie, and I actually heard the zombies moving slower actually made the movie more terrifying, because it wasn't the one zombie. You knew you could get past the first and the second, it was, but what happens yeah. when it becomes a super group of them and the you start horde. Getting suffocated by it. Yeah, so that idea was cool, but just a lot of the movie and the music and the acting and the dialogue, it's so corny, and it makes the movie really hard to watch. But the whole mall scene, that was probably my favorite part of the movie, is when they're in the mall and they're fucking around trying to get different supply, and they're just raiding the mall pretty much. And Dawn of the Dead didn't live up to the hype for me. That's a Limburger cheese. It honestly Ooh. Was so bad. I watched like an hour and a half of it, and I was like, I'm done. I'm turning a different movie on. Damn. I can't take this no more. Yeah.
How much time was left on the movie?
Not that much. There's probably a little bit left, and I was just like, I'm done. Shit. And Matt, even when I watched it with my roommate Matt, and he was just like, before I started the movie, he's just like, I don't know how much you're going to like this thing. Dang, and dude. I was just like, oh, it's like,
no.
What I also heard is it gives an Orwellian vibe of like War of the Worlds, where it's like everything's on the radio. It's all news. The government's trying to handle it. Everybody's trying yeah. to get like a hold of this thing. And it does have the Orwellian vibe, but it's just a little outdated, I think, for me, for my liking.
Yeah.
What do you think? Also, you think that's a Limburger cheese, or do you think it stands a little higher up on?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of horror movies as it is. Yeah. Like, the only reason it wouldn't be a Limburger would be just because it was like the classic that started a genre.
That's the zombie. Yeah,
but
I totally get that too. You got to give those type of movies at least a little respect in that aspect. If it starts off something else that turns into a big fad, you got to show it a little bit of respect. Yeah,
but
it's like the Fortnite thing. It's like, Fortnite, now we got 1,000 battle royales. You got to give Fortnite the respect. You might not love it, but it gets the respect for when it started. And it wasn't the first one, by the way.
No.
But it made battle royale big. So, mm-hmm. Also on here I have Oculus. Have you ever seen Oculus?
Describe it. Maybe I have.
Oculus came out in 2013, and it's from Mike Flanagan. I haven't seen any other of his movies, but he did just recently make Doctor Sleep, which is the sequel to The Shining.
Okay.
So this is a movie that my roommate recommended to me. He said it was a movie he heavily slept on when he saw trailers and stuff coming out. And when he watched it, he actually enjoyed it. So I'm looking at the cover. He has the DVD. I'm looking at it. I'm like, I know this is going to be one of them scary. This is going to be a scary movie. Like, I don't know if I'm in for it. Because I'm like you. I'm not super into horror movies. I'm not really into, like, a bunch of gore and people getting chopped up. But so, and it's not even gore or that, honestly. It's more or less like I'm more afraid of spirits and ghosts than I am of like gore and stuff. Yeah. So Oculus is pretty much about this family, and they have this mirror, and this mirror, it has some shit going on with it where it can make you like not hallucinate, but you can hear and see things that other people can't hear and see, and you don't know. You kind of like lose track of time, and you lose part of yourself kind of to it, and it really fucks with your head, this mirror. And okay. And if you try to like attack the mirror or anything, it won't let you. It like protects itself. So if you try to like break the glass, your shit's going to miss. You're going to miss and hit like the wall or like the, it's weird. So it's very thriller. I would say it's less probably horror after watching it than thriller. There's like a mystery behind it, and it's going to leave it up to who, because their dad ends up killing the mom, and the kids were real young, And the one, it's a little brother and a sister and a mom and a dad.
Okay.
The dad has the mirror in his like office room. The mirror starts talking to him. The kid actually sees like one of the spirits come out of the mirror and like talk to the dad and stuff. And she's like looking through the window and sees it all. And she's just like, "Who was in your office?" Blah blah. And he's just like, "What are you talking? No one." Blah. And he's like hiding it and everything. But as the movie goes on, the dad starts losing his mind more, and he ends up hurting the mom, and he chains the mom up in her room, and she's going crazy and stuff, and you don't really know what's like going on when you don't know who's losing it. Is it the mom? Is it the dad? Is it the kids? Like, so the one kid, the son was real little. The daughter remembers everything that fucking happened, and she believed that her dad did something to her dad to make her do it. He didn't like just decide on his own to kill his mom.
Okay.
So when she gets older, she like has all these things to run these experiments on this mirror. She's gonna run them and see what really happened, like why her dad went crazy,
like paranormal stuff or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she knows, she's aware of the mirror. She knows it's like possessed and shit. So she doesn't fuck around. She takes it serious. She puts like this thing in front of the mirror. It's gonna come down and crash and hit it. And like all these things happen pretty much. And the younger brother, when he grows up, he's like put in a psych ward and stuff. So he's second guessing everything he saw when he was younger. Mm. So, but as the movie goes on, the more and more the younger son starts to believe it. And he ends up being the only person by the end of the movie. And everything kind of like repeats itself. He ends up killing his sister on accident because the mirror like makes him do it, and then he's getting like hauled away, and he sees all the people in the house that like the mirror claimed at the end when the cops were like taking him away, and that's kind of how the movie ends. But it was honestly not as scary as I thought, and that's not like a bad thing. It was more of a thriller, and it honestly wasn't like, it wasn't terrible. I thought it was all right. I thought it was like, it hooked me in enough to see like, oh, what's gonna happen? Who's gonna?
I remember it now.
Yeah,
seeing the images in the little trailer. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that movie.
It's a weird one, mm-hmm. But I ended up watching that, and I probably spent too much time talking about that one. But that's all right. It was cool. It was one of the horror movies I've seen during the Halloween season. And the last one on here for. I have two honorable mentions. I have Nightmare on Elm Street, which I'm pretty sure everyone's seen. I've never seen the original. I saw the remake. I might have seen the original when I was younger and seeing like bits and pieces of it. But like I said, wasn't really into horror stuff growing up. So I never gave it a chance. I always knew who Freddy was. I just never sat down and watched like the Johnny Depp movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. His first role. And so it was interesting going back and watching it. It was all right. I watched that one, and then I watched the third one, Dream Warriors. And Dream Warriors was actually pretty cool. They can make a terrifying Nightmare on Elm Street, my opinion. Freddy is like Pennywise. He can literally just morph and turn into your worst nightmare. Like, he would be a terrifying villain. I thought the original was actually pretty good. There's a couple scenes in it that are standout scenes where he's sticking his face through the wall and like looking down, and you see the wallpaper and the like shape of his face and stuff. When she goes flying around the room and stuff, and then you have like the famous scene at the end where it's like, did they really kill him? And he comes back. That's like a signature Freddy thing, I feel like. But I don't know, who's your favorite? Like big horror villain, not villain, but just
like character,
monster. Yeah, character. Because mine's probably Pennywise, if I'm gonna be honest. And you can put both versions, Tim Curry or Bill Skarsgård. I enjoy both their renditions of the character, but I thought It One was awesome. Like It One's one of my favorite horror movies for sure.
I'll say one of the ones that scared me the most. You guys remember Darkness Falls? Remember that lady? It was like the Tooth Fairy, right? But she was evil. And as long as you didn't look at her, you were good. But dude looked at her when he was little, and he like slept with flashlights on, bro. Like the only way you could keep her away was the light.
Damn.
And she was like, he saw her when he was little, and he ran into the bathroom, and she was like scratching, trying to get into the room, but the light was on in the bathroom, dude. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sleeping with the lights on forever.
Yeah, dude.
Forever a nightlight in the cheese's room.
It was a wild, scary character. I can't think of the character's name, though, but that's the scariest.
That's the movie that scared you the most?
That's, like, the character that scared me the most that I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have, like, a famous monster? Not even a monster, but just scary.
Maybe, like
a Scream or, like, Michael Myers, Jason, Chucky, any of that type of shit. Leprechaun.
Leprechaun is funny, if anything.
Pinhead.
From Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say probably the one I'm most familiar with would either be Jason or Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably majority of every... Like, I feel like most people, if you said, like, name a horror icon, you'd be like Freddy or Jason. It'd be one of them two right away.
Michael Myers.
That too. Michael Myers is right up there with them.
Leatherface.
Oh, and that brings me to the best horror movie I watched. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, original 1974 by Tobe Hooper. I never saw it before. I've never seen the remake. And just the title alone of this movie put me off every time. Where I was like, no, I'm good. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it sounds like a massacre. I'm out.
Poopy.
Watched it. This movie starts off like a Scooby-Doo movie. You got... Like what? Like 6-7 teenagers in a van, and they're going.
20s.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah, early twenties.
Early twenties, late teens.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's right around there, and it's just old school as hell. They're in like an old Volkswagen. They're going cross country to go to like one of their like relatives' house or whatever, and they pick up a hitchhiker, and the movie starts from there, and it doesn't stop. I'll say it stops one more time, and then it just never stops. It's 100 miles an hour. And it's just so good. There's so many iconic things and things I like about this movie. One key thing is the lack of soundtrack actually made this movie better, in my opinion. You get like one soundtrack at the beginning of the movie when they're all in the van, just like you would when you are in a car or whatever. You hear whatever's playing on the radio, and the rest of the time, it's just natural noises. Like you're hearing just like the wind blow or like
people
like,
screaming. Yeah, the saw. Generators
running.
Yeah, chains.
Like chain. It's really really cool, and it's amplified to make it more scary, and it's pretty neat. So anyway, they go to this house, or they pick up the hitchhiker. Hitchhiker's crazy right away, and you can look at him and tell he's why you pick up a hitchhiker ever in any, not even a movie, is beyond me. I know that shit was cool back then, but that shit is not cool. I'm never picking you up. If you see Cheese out on the street, you're done. You're never getting in the car with me. So this dude hops in, cuts his hand right away like a weirdo, and they're talking about this dude works at the slaughterhouse. And this dude in the wheelchair, Franklin, the most annoying character in the movie, he's sitting there and he's just talking about the slaughterhouse. How you kill cows? You still bash them over the head with the hammer, or do you use the bullet thing? He's like, oh, we still bash them, blah, blah. Brings pride, and you're like, oh, yeah, this dude's weird. And then he pulls out this knife and he cuts his hand in front of all of them. And they're all like, oh, get the fuck out of here, blah, blah. And they don't do nothing, though. And he's just like laughing. And then he takes the knife from the wheelchair kid. It was his knife. And he grabs another knife and he cuts the wheelchair kid with his knife. And it's a nasty ass looking knife. It looks like you ever see Always Sunny? You hate Always Sunny. I know. Yep. He has a toe knife in Always Sunny, and it looks like the rustiest, nastiest knife you ever saw. And it's the same as this knife. and he cuts Franklin with it, and they all like get out of the car and kick him out pretty much. And he leaves like his print on the side of the van. And so they're going, they drop off the hitchhiker. You don't see him for the rest of the time until a certain point in the movie. They go to the gas station to fill up. Gas station doesn't have gas. Dude that's working there seems all right, but there's like three dudes, and they're all, only one of them's talking, and the other two are like weird looking. And they're just washing the car. Dude's washing the car. Doesn't wash the handprint off that buddy left with all his blood, because he's like running up to the van after they kick him out, and he leaves like a handprint on it, like I said. So then they go to the house that they were going to in the first place. They get there, it's abandoned, they're just sitting in there. They leave Franklin outside because he's in a wheelchair. He's talking shit and complaining and crying and whining. And he's like, man, he's like, yeah, come out on this trip, blah, blah. So anyway, they go to look for gas. So they're just going to go to like the next house pretty much. And this is how the movie like gets going right here. So they go out, they see this house. And this is what I love about this movie. The house is a fucking normal house. This isn't a killer's house on the outside. When you're looking at it from the outside, it's like, yeah, this is an approachable house. We could do some fundraisers here. We could sell some shit to them, you know. Mm-hmm. And dude knocks on the door. Nobody answers. They like chill for a second in the front yard. Like, fuck, man, we know someone's here. There's a generator going on outside. Somebody has electric to this house. Someone lives here. It looks like people live here. So dude knocks on the house again. No one answers, but the door kind of like creaks open and he just like kind of moseys on in, you know what I mean? So he moseys in. He takes three steps. This is the first kill of the movie. And this is super, this has got to be an iconic scene. First kill of the movie, dude takes two steps, trips on a fucking plank right into Leatherface, and he's waiting with a hammer and he bashes him right in the back of the head. Knocks him out and puts dude in a seizure and his feet are just clanking against the wood real quick, and then he drags him in and shuts the metal door, and that's like the first kill, and that's the first time you see Leatherface in the movie, and it's fucking awesome. So then there's his chick's out there waiting with him, and she realizes he went inside and she's looking for him, and she goes inside, and then this is when you get a first real like deep look at the house, and the mad props to whoever designed the house and stuff. Awesome, like perfect designed set. Yeah, it was, I mean, they said it actually like smelled really bad on set. Like they tried to make it as disgusting as they wanted to, and by the way, they were aiming for a PG rating for this film. The director was, he wanted this movie to be PG
so he could just have kids and trauma therapy.
Yeah, and they were like, they X-rated it, I think. So he took out a bunch of stuff. And if you're scared to watch this movie, don't be, because there's literally no blood in this movie except for the part where I said he cuts his hand with the knife to like scare the kids or whatever, the hitchhiker. It's the only blood you see in the whole movie. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, but you saw a dude clack somebody with a hammer and
you don't, get him into convulsions. You get what he does, and then you see him convulsing and he drags him in, you know. But you don't really see the impact or like.
Yeah.
So anyway, that dude gets killed. We got the girl in the house. She's looking at stuff. There's bones laying everywhere. There's like dead skin flakes laying everywhere. There's chairs made out of like bones. There's lamps with skin and faces and stuff on it. It's fucking disgusting. She runs out immediately, and my boy Leatherface opens that sliding door real quick, and it looks like she's about to get out, and she literally gets one foot out, and he nabs her and brings her in, and he throws her on the meat hook. Second kill of the movie, meat hooked. You don't see any meat blood. Hooked. You don't. It's not gory, but you get the idea. You get exactly what he did, and he's got homeboy, who's already dead, laying on a slab, and he chainsaws him in front of her. So you get, that's your first taste of Leatherface. You're just like, fuck, this dude is now he is in his rights. You broke into his house, and that's how I feel.
With his rights to chainsaw your body.
You broke into his house. If you never do that, you don't get chainsaw. You get to live another day, but they broke in and he was in his rights. But
especially in Texas,
yeah,
but it gave him something for that.
So the rest of the and this just keeps happening. So like the next guy goes, they're like, oh, where's blah 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 blah, we gotta go find him. He goes off by himself, sees the same house, goes up to the same door, walks in the same way, and he gets hammered too. He gets hammered right away. He actually walks in and sees like dude chainsawed up. But the girl's not on the meat hook no more. Leatherface put him in a little freezer. And he opens up the freezer and she's in there. And she like pops up. And Leatherface comes running out real quick. And he bashes him right away. And then you get your first sense of Leatherface though as a character. He kills dude. But then he starts like looking out the window and panicking. And he's like, he's wondering why, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are
so many people?
Yeah, like, what's going on? And he sits like in the chair, and you get like this moment with Leatherface where he's like, you kind of don't know why he's doing this, or like, it's weird that You get like a sentimental moment, I guess, where you're just like, oh shit, all right, maybe he's got a little bit more to him than just like he's a killer. So then you have just Franklin and the sister, and it's both them. They're the only two characters left, and they do this. It gets dark. It's dark at this point. All this other stuff was during the day, broad daylight. So it's Franklin and the girl. They do the same thing. We'll take a flashlight. Dude's in a wheelchair, though. She hauls dude in a wheelchair through, like, marshland, pretty much. And, like, just fucking grass and hills and dirt and shit. And you're just like, what the fuck? No way. Like, why would they do this? So they go out. They start looking. They don't make it to the house. Homeboy pops up out the sticks and chainsaws the motherfuck out of Franklin, dude. He doesn't move. He gets stuck in the chair, and dude just goes in on Franklin and cuts him up in front of the girl. And the girl takes off and starts running, but you do get like a good like 10-second shot of Franklin getting mowed down real quick. And you don't see it though. Like I said, there's no blood. There's no. It's his just like body's you get just it. Shaking. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And so the girl takes off. You get this big chase scene between Leatherface and her, and she runs to his house, not thinking it's his fucking house. And she runs upstairs, and you get more look at the house, you know, the set design and shit, and it's kind of cool. And you see, like, there's these two shriveled up old people up top where she goes. She's, like, talking to him, and then she thinks he's dead. She runs down the steps, Leatherface right there, bang. Leatherface captures her, brings her back. I think she escapes and goes to the gas station first. After she leaves the house, she escapes, gets down to the gas station, and thinks she's cool. But guess who's working there? Leatherface's daddy. Boy, shit is not sweet. This is not about Leatherface, this movie. It is about the whole entire family. And this is one of the other characters who gets brought in, the dad. Dad's like, oh yeah, we'll call 911, blah, blah. Let me go back to the phone and call him. She thinks it's cool. Leatherface is chasing her to this point, and then he just goes away. Like, he's actually kind of honing in on her, and then all of a sudden, it's like, what the fuck?
Where'd he go?
Yeah. So, dude goes away, comes back with, like, a potato sack, and is trying to throw it over her, pretty much. Like, oh, I got you, bitch. Like, you're getting snagged up. Yeah. And she gets snagged up. Dude throws her in her car. She's in the potato sack, pretty much, like, crying, and he's just sitting there. Like, shut the fuck up. And he's laughing and talking to himself. And it's a crazy scene with this dude. Dude did a great job acting, whoever it was. I don't know his name.
Arlie Ermey?
I don't know. He got me.
Dude from Full Metal Jacket?
The Sergeant?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought that's who the dad was.
I don't think so.
No, maybe it's the remake.
Yeah, maybe the remake. That would make more sense. Haven't seen the remake, by the way. I heard good things about it. So I'll probably will watch the remake and come back to you on that. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, dad gets her, brings her back to the house. She's knocked out and wakes up, and they're all eating dinner. And it's the dad, it's the hitchhiker who's the little brother, and it's Leatherface, and they're a family, and they're fucked up, and you get disturbing fucked up scenes at the dinner table, and she's sitting there, and it's a chair, and it's arms as the armrest, and her arms are on top of the arms on the armrest. Dude, it's wild, dude. This movie's wild.
Arm double stack.
This movie's way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time. And so anyway, you get this crazy scene. They're going to kill her or whatever, and the way they're going to kill her, they bring Grandpa down from upstairs. So when she ran into the house the first time, she saw this old shriveled up dude in a wheelchair, and she thought he was dead, but he was really fucking alive. And this is the weirdest part of the fucking movie for me, where I was like, what is going on here? It looks like this skeleton, like this thing, it's got to be 140 years old. It looks unrealistic, but it's funny. And they're like, oh, old Grandpa here was the best killer out of all of us. He's like, he used to bash the cows with the head with the hammer all the time. So they lean her over a bucket, and they have this old skeleton thing throwing hammers, and he keeps missing. He's just missing, 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 and she's just like dodging it kind of. And one does actually whack her, and then he hits her again. And the younger brother gets fed the fuck up. He's like, he keeps missing, I'm gonna kill her, blah, blah. And he starts like taking the hammer from the older guy and Leatherface. And while they're all fighting, she hops out the fucking window. She hops out, she escapes, she runs down the street, and She gets to the street finally, but the younger brother chased after her the whole time, and he's fucking around with her. He could capture her real easy, and she's running, and he's taking a knife and just cutting her back up, just like soup, 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 all the way until they get to the street. And then when he gets in the street, the semi's coming by, semi runs him over, flat, kills him instantly, done, dada, like done, easy done, roadkill, kills him, she lives. Dude in the semi, he hops the fuck out, and Leatherface is right behind, too. He's been running the whole time. He has his chainsaw going. This dude in the semi doesn't know what the fuck's going on, and he's, like, trying to, like, ask her if she's all right and stuff, and then he sees Leatherface, and he runs away instantly. He runs back to, like, the car. He gets in the car. Leatherface is trying to chainsaw him while he's in the semi, and dude grabs a wrench. And the girl is also with him, and they're just, like, on the other side. He's, like, trying to get the driver's side of the door, and they're, like, on the passenger side. Dude grabs a wrench. Leatherface chases around. Dude whacks him with a wrench. Hurts Leatherface. Leatherface falls with the chainsaw and starts chainsawing his own leg real quick. And, like, it hurts him, and it's, like, staggers him. And you don't see that guy for the rest of the time, but another car comes. And it's like a pickup truck, and she hops up into the big pickup truck, and Leatherface starts like hitting at that car, and like she gets away. She hops in the back of this truck, they get away and drive off, and that's the end of the movie. The end of the movie is her laughing with blood all over her and just like traumatized from everything that just happened. And Leatherface, it's got him, and he's got the chainsaw, and he's like dancing around at the like dusk, at like sunset. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that's, and it cuts to black, and that's the end of the movie. And it was fucking fantastic. I love this movie, and I didn't think in a million years I would, but if anyone hasn't seen the original Texas Chainsaw, go watch that bitch. Yeah, I highly recommend. That's the highest cheese you can get. If that's the Parmesan cheese, I believe it is. That is the first Parmesan cheese, I think, maybe on the Whack and Cheese.
I think so too. I think we gave a 3-star or a 4-star before, but never a 5.
Right.
Yeah. That's freshly grated.
That is freshly off the fucking off the mold wheel. Yeah, the wheel of cheese. So that's I watched Tenet, but we'll save that one for last on the review.
Okay.
We'll go into shows. That's the only... I seen this other movie, too, called Sleepaway Camp, which is like this old 1983... it's like a cult classic movie of horror films. Really weird. I'm not going to go into super detail. Pretty much, it's like it's a camp killer movie. It's a who did it type, and they're all trying to guess. And there's this little killer out on the loose, and you figure out it's the girl who's the main character, and the girl ends up being a guy. That's the twist of the movie. Yeah, everybody thinks she's a girl, and then she gets naked, and it's a dude, and then the thing ends like there, and you're like, whoa, blows your whole top.
That's a weird.
It is weird. You're just like, all right. But cool. It's a kind of a B movie, but it was okay. Yeah, I thought it was worth mentioning. There's probably some people out there that know what Sleepaway Camp is. Shows. On to shows. That was all the movies I got. Shows-wise, I finished Umbrella Academy Season 2. I have mixed feelings about it. I think there was some good. There was probably less good than there was more bad.
Dang.
But it wasn't terrible.
Worse than the first season?
I don't know. There was some stuff I liked in the second season, and I thought the first season was just the setup, and it kind of was moving slow. Mm-hmm. But the first season proved that show wasn't afraid to be like a rated R rating. There was some shooting. There were some people getting killed. It was like a little bloodier and a little different. You think, yeah, it actually surprised me. I didn't think it would be what it was. And then season two kind of leaned into some shit where they go back to the past in the 60s, and then they get into like the race war and stuff. And
okay,
it kind of gets time travel-y, and I feel like the 60s has been depicted so many times. I don't know. Yeah. But the ending where they all come together and start fighting, and I forget her name. What's her name? What's the girl from The Last of Us?
Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page gets her powers like finally like awaken, and she goes in, and she's the strongest one out of all of them. She balls out, but the speed number 7 is probably the strongest out of them. I don't know, but I thought it was cool. If you're into superheroes and trying new like shit like comic type shit, It's right up that alley.
Yeah, it's like a graphic novel almost.
Yeah, you got more into the backstory of the dad. More just more story, and I always enjoy more story. I thought it was an all right second season, and I'll end up watching the third one if they have a third one.
Ooh.
Rick and Morty, I finished. We love Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. I love Rick and Morty. Finally put it on Hulu, and this will be my gripe with this show until the end of time. They need to figure out and do it the way all these other shows do it, and I'll use Game of Thrones as a prime example. Game of Thrones comes out on HBO, and it's instantly accessible from HBO Go like that. I can't see why Adult Swim and Hulu can't come to a deal where it's like, here, we'll premiere it on Adult Swim first, let it go play all the way out, and then we'll automatically put it on Hulu for you to watch.
Yep.
I couldn't fucking watch this because it wasn't on Hulu until now, and it pissed me off. Even like all the ways I've watched it, I couldn't find a way to. You have to go to AdultSwim.com to watch them, and a lot of the times it's only be like locked.
Three yeah. of them,
and it was stupid.
Yeah.
So that will be my gripe with the show, but overall, Rick and Morty success. Season 4 was actually pretty good.
Success.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. No, it didn't miss a beat. I think it picked up right where it left off. And the last episode, you got one of the questions I've wanted answered in the show was, like, which Beth is which? Was it the android Beth that we have, or is it the real Beth? And mm-hmm. they kind of did the last episode all around that, which was pretty cool. I think it's the one that's all spaced out and that has like her hair back and there's like the warrior Beth. I think that's the one that left. Yeah, this is the robot one. I think
Ooh. That's
my opinion. I don't think that will ever get answered in the show, but and they did like a little hint at Eyepatch Morty in one of the episodes too. I've seen that, and I thought they would go a little more into Eyepatch Morty, but they didn't.
Yeah,
so it was kind of yeah. You can't expect it. They only have so many episodes per season, so they'll probably save Eyepatch Morty as the big boss.
Yeah, if they do it again, what's up with Homie? I thought they were not doing Rick and Morty again or whatever.
They have to. They're signed 70 shows.
Yeah, until Homie had that video.
No, that's no.
Okay.
Cool. They wouldn't be putting that shit on Hulu if Rick and Morty was done. That Rick and Morty will go on.
That's what I was thinking. Like, dang, dude.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we did watch that video, and that shit was fucking weird. But that shit was from, like, that was before they made Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
Still weird.
It is weird. I agree. That shit is weird. No, absolutely enjoyed Rick and Morty, which brings me to another animated show. I've been watching the new season of Archer. I don't know if you guys fuck with Archer or not. Before I get to Archer, what'd you think, Rick and Morty, both of you guys? I know you both watch it. What do you think? Better? Worse? You have a favorite episode?
I'd say the fourth season's probably ranked like... it's probably like the second best season.
Second best?
It's got some hitters.
I thought there were some hitters in there for sure. I like the Acid Vat one.
Acid Vat's crazy. That episode like won awards, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Won like an Emmy or something.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I love that. What about you? You think it was cool?
An Emmy or is it an Oscar?
Nah, an Oscar.
Emmy is TV. Emmy. Yeah. Yeah. Oscars, movies. I think I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
what a shocker.
Red-handed. No.
What a shocker.
Well, now you can. It's on Hulu, so we'll get around to
it. It's available.
Yeah. Archer isn't over yet. The season's still going.
How many episodes are in a season of Archer?
Varies.
Yeah,
normally
like 20.
I don't know if they've ever had 20, but definitely between like 10 and 15.
Okay.
Archer's fucking awesome. I think it's hilarious. The new season plays, he finally woke up from his coma. He's been in a coma in the show for 3 years. and he's really been in it for 3 years of real time as well. Like, real time. They've done three like spin-off Archers where it was like he's dreaming, he's in dreamland, or he's on a tropical island, or like they try to mix genre. There's like a detective noir type. Like, yeah. So he finally woke up from his coma. Everybody's like kind of changing and different and living their own lives, and it like comes down to where they're all finally you kind of figure out they're doing better without Archer, everybody. Ooh. So it plays off of him not being the man for once, and you get this different dynamic between all the characters, and it's mixed it up from like all the previous Archers, and it's funny. And the first episode pissed me off because they treat him super. You would never treat this guy like, if somebody woke up from a 3-year coma, I don't know how you would be treating him, but it wouldn't but not be like shit. This. Yeah, they're treating him like shit, dude. They're like, they're pretty much wishing he would have never woke up.
Why don't you go back to sleep,
but Archer? Then as the season's been going on, he's progressively becoming more. He's still the man. He still saves the day. Like, everybody realizes he's the best still, and he starts like fitting in and reclaiming his like throne, being the top guy. It goes back to right what it was, what always was.
That's funny.
But I thought it was funny they started the season off like that, where it's like, yeah, 3 years in a coma is a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Archer is awesome. If you've never seen Archer, it's just a spoof of James Bond, pretty much, and it's an animated spoof. And John H. Benjamin does Archer, and he's fucking hilarious, and his voice is the best. He's the dude who does Bob's Burgers as well, if you've watched that. I already mentioned Dragon Ball Super. Watch that in English, and that's it for me on shows. You got any shows that you've been watching?
Other than Dragon Ball, been watching a little bit of, well, have watched, what was it? Vampire Diaries is the first part, and then the originals, and then Legacies is the new one that's still on TV. They're okay.
How long has that been on TV for?
Long ass time, since like I was in high school, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like 2004, 2005 maybe.
So did they take a break? You said there's only three, like...
There's three, like, Vampire Diaries, and then the spinoff is the originals, and then the spinoff of that is Legacies.
That's how they've been around for so
long. Yeah, like, the characters from Vampire Diaries dated in real life or something, so the guy and the girl couldn't work together anymore. So those, like, the three main characters from Vampire Diaries were gone, and then the originals just followed, like, the original vampires and the original family that started, like, all this supernatural stuff.
Yeah. Did they ruin the show, though?
I think the originals is better than Vampire Diaries. Yeah, it's way more, like, gorier. It follows a cooler character, Klaus, who's, like, a piece of shit, dude.
Klaus, which is one of the dudes Klaus. From Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, dude, his name's Niklaus. Niklaus Mikkelsen. It's because his dad's name is Michael.
Mad Mikkelsen.
It's weird. And there's, like, brother... He has three brothers and two sisters. They're all vampires except for one of them. One of them is a witch named Freya. Their mom was a witch. Their dad was like a vampire hunter, and their mom, like, to save them when they were younger, brought this like curse on them and turned them all into vampires. Yeah, so they've lived for like 1,000 years, all of them.
Damn.
It was like Viking. They were like Vikings.
What?
The family was, yeah. They were like Vikings, and then they got turned into vampires.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the mom's,
so they've been
like,
around, like you said, for
1,000 years.
Yeah.
They ran,
they're
like,
running shit.
And then, so, Vampire Diaries takes place in this place in Virginia. Mystic Falls, Virginia. So, it's cool. So the characters are okay. Damon, what is it? Damon, Stefan, and Elena is the girl. And, like, the whole show is about getting the doppelganger's blood, who's Elena. And Elena and this girl that used to fuck with the other two vampires, Damon and Stefan is dude's name. Yeah. Stefan. You have to get their blood to, like, turn them into a hybrid, which is what Niklaus is. Niklaus gets turned into the hybrid, which is a vampire and a werewolf, so you can't kill him.
So it's Underworld.
Kind of, except like if Underworld and Twilight had a baby.
Yeah.
Because it's harder than Twilight, but it's not nearly as hard as Underworld.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good in between.
Yeah, there's like werewolves, there's witches. The originals takes place in New Orleans. And then,
which one would you rather be?
Out of. I mean,
vampire or werewolf? What are you going with?
From the show?
Just in any lore.
Oh, and if it's the show, it's a werewolf or a vampire for sure. But if it's like Underworld, I don't know, dude. I might want to be a werewolf.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you actually turn into a wolf in the show. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
On that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck being a wolf. I'd rather be like the werewolf thing.
All right. You'd rather be a supernatural.
Like a humanoid.
Type. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Monty? Werewolf or vampire, what you got?
Probably a vampire.
Yeah.
I'd probably fuck with a vampire.
Yeah. I'd probably go vampire too, just because you get to live forever. And
yeah,
like Castlevania's Dracula is pretty crazy. He's like magical almost, mm-hmm. where he's just been around for so long and read so much shit, he can just do any experiment.
Yeah, it's like science. Or,
yeah,
science and magic, sweet. Alchemy.
Is Castlevania the best depiction of a Dracula? That's why I was pissed as fuck when they killed him. I was just like, dude, I want more Dracula.
Dracula Untold's fire, too.
I've heard mixed things. I've heard good and I've heard bad.
Oh, I just like the character Dracula in the movie. Yeah. Like, you can identify with him. Yeah.
Huh.
He's like a savior.
That movie was almost the start of the Universal Monster. Like, like how Marvel has their MCU. That mm-hmm. was almost like the Universal's MCU.
Yeah, like Frankenstein. And
I don't know if it flopped at the box office. I don't think it did well.
No, yeah.
But they tried to reboot it with the Tom Cruise Mummy, and that flopped. And now there is no Universal MCU type deal.
Yeah, so. The Tom Cruise Mummy was okay, but
I thought it was okay too. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
A lot of people hate it, and I thought it was all right.
Russell Crowe's character is cool.
Jekyll.
Yeah,
and he
starts.
They
could have
did. I feel like they could have easily came through on the Monsters universe for sure. That would have been sweet.
Maybe in the next couple years.
Did you see Invisible Man? Either of you?
No.
The new one?
No, with girl from
highly the Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, highly recommend that movie.
Yeah.
Actually, quite thrilling and, was... Mm-hmm. It's pretty dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, I fucked with the Invisible Man.
Better than the Kevin Bacon one. Hollow Man.
Never saw it.
It's kind of creepy, bro.
Fucking Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, bro. Brought it right back.
I just watched Tremors for the first time not that long ago.
R.I.P.D. He's in that.
Yeah. 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 Anything else you want to say about the
Legacies is okay. Yeah. It's back to the teenagers. So it went from teenagers in Vampire Diaries to 20s, 30s in the originals, and then back to teenagers because it's Niklaus's daughter is who it follows in her high school in Mystic Falls again. So if you're into that kind of stuff, like you like Twilight or you're into vampires or supernatural stuff at all, it's down here. You gotta loosen it and then retighten it. Push it in. Are you loosening it?
No.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, I definitely would recommend it. If you like Twilight or vampire stuff, werewolves, witches, supernatural type stuff, it's a pretty good show. It's been that and the derivatives have been on the air for 12 years. So it's got to be okay.
Yeah, it's got to have a little following to it if it's been on for that long.
Yeah.
All right. Any other shows?
Just Baki. Rewatching Baki.
You've been stuck with the Baki.
Bro, I've probably rewatched Baki 7 times.
No, it's good, way. Dude.
It's good, I'm telling you.
It's fire. Good. I watched it all the way through.
Yeah.
It was cool. Some movie news. We'll stick with the movies before we get to some games. Tom Holland as Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie. The first picture came out. You want to pull that up, Monty? Have you seen the picture yet? You saw it. What do you think? Have you seen it?
I have not.
First impression for me, I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. He looks too young. I think he looks the part. I think he's too young. I think there's a couple different Nathan Drakes you could have got out there that would have been better. But it depends on what story they're going to tell. I didn't play any of the Uncharted, so I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if he'd be a good one or a bad one. But from the look of it, I think he's just a touch too young to play Nathan Drake.
Yeah, they should have threw a little 5 o'clock shadow beard on him.
But he looks like he's got the get up. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. And I really just hope, because I think this is the next trend. Hear me out, okay? Superhero movies blew up, right? That was like the big deal for a long time.
I know where you're going.
The next big wave of movies to come out, superhero movies are going to die here shortly, especially the MCU. You mark my words, MCU is going down.
I agree.
It's going down. And it's only because the face is gone. Like, Downey Jr. is gone. It's over. The fun and games are over. They're handing Thor off to Love and Thunder, which the girl gets, she becomes Thor. You have Scarlet Witch, the WandaVision's coming out. Scarlet Witch movie, or the Black Widow movie. Spider-Man. Spider-Man should be the face of Marvel, but since the movies came out, it's been Iron Man. So I think the Marvel shit's going to die out. Batman's not going to die out. When the Batman movie comes out, that shit's going to go in. There's a couple superhero movies that will make it through.
Yeah, Black Adam looks good.
I don't know how I feel, because I feel like there are some... Spider-Man's kind of untouchable and Batman's kind of untouchable. Everybody else, you can make a superhero movie and it could turn out shit. The only other
Rock, though?
Yeah, name one good Rock movie, dude, Jack.
You're right.
He's no Arnie Schwartz.
He sells tickets,
bro. He does. He does. He absolutely does. But where I was going with that is, I think video game movies are the next one.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the next trend. That is the next trend. And all it's going to take is for one big video game movie to take off. And I don't know if you've noticed, they keep pecking at it and pecking at it and pecking at it. They try it and try it. Resident Evil, they've done that. World of Warcraft, they've done that. Assassin's Creed, they've done that. Flop, flop, flop. Those movies all suck.
Yeah, dude. You know what movie's fire? All it's going to take
is one. What? That's a video game movie?
Yep.
Doom?
Mortal Kombat's are good.
They're not remaking, but they are making a new Mortal Kombat movie that's coming soon, and it's gonna be fucking badass. Badass. Go ahead.
The Mario and Luigi live action movie, baby.
Stop it.
Ooh, with John Leguizamo's Luigi? Ugh. Good God. Ed Harris is the... No, it's not Ed Harris. Who's the bad guy? It's the bad dude from Waterworld. What's his name? Hopper.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper plays Bowser. And he's just got his hair, like, slicked back. It's tight, dude. It's tight as fuck. Neither of you have seen this. Pull up a picture of...
I've seen pictures of
Dennis Hopper as Bowser. It is magical. It is fantastic.
If I had to, this movie would not be the video game movie I went for, though.
This is the video game movie of our lifetimes. This is the greatest video game movie ever.
Stop it.
It's not even close, dude. You could not make, you could get.
You only like it because the Goomba is your favorite little picture of all time.
And John Leguizamo's Luigi.
Yeah, but he's better in Spawn than he is as Luigi.
I'll give you that, but you don't know that's John Leguizamo unless you look it up.
As the clown?
Yeah.
Ooh, Marby. Oh.
Stop, dude. What year did this movie come out?
Probably like 91. Isn't it Cheech?
Oh my god, bro.
They're brothers. They're plumbers. Oh no. Luigi! They're on the trail of a kidnapped princess and a mystical meteorite.
It's incredible!
That gives anyone who possesses it the power to rule the universe.
Get me the rock! Come and get it, lizard breath!
That's Bowser. And he's using a flamethrower. Those are the Goombas. Or the Koopas. With the tiny heads.
To our world.
Are you alright?
Before time runs out. Mario Brothers.
This ain't no game. What year does it say? That's trash. Anyways.
They don't make movie trailers like that no more.
No, man. They do not. And that is fire.
Yeah, but I do think one video game movie will take it over the top.
Yeah, he has.
If you had to pick a game to get to be like adapted to film, what would you pick?
Like to make video game movies popular, or one I would like to see?
One that you would like to see. Because I feel like a lot of people would say Halo or Gears of War. That'd be a lot of people's.
Yeah, those are pretty much movies as they are.
Mine would be God of War right now. We could make the dopest, most baller God of War movie right now.
Mine would be probably Fabled, but just because I like that game so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen the movie a million times, though. Would Little you? Kid hero grows up. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Monty? You got one.
Kirby.
Kirby?
Kirby. There's probably a Kirby movie.
If they can make a Pikachu movie, they could easily make a Kirby movie. Nice. That's how I look at that.
And that's a Kirby movie, bro.
Yeah, just Star watch Fox. Dragon Ball. His name's Majin Buu. There's your Kirby for you.
Kirby actually...
Dragon Ball, now, how you feel... They need to make a live-action Dragon Ball
movie. Yeah, that's not a stinker tinker, bro.
Well, they didn't even try with that.
No, they did not. You're right.
That was pathetic.
It was, even though the girl from Shameless was in it.
Right.
How wild. Bulma.
So, Tom Holland as Nathan Drake. You saw it first. Everybody saw it. It's probably a lot of... thumbs down. I think people like Tom Holland, and I like Tom Holland. I don't know if this is the role for him. I think there's a couple people I could have thought of that have been a better Nathan Drake. Yeah. I'd have took Bradley Cooper over Tom Holland as Nathan Drake. Give me an old Nathan Drake. I don't care. Ooh. There's a couple actors that could play Nathan Drake, but I feel like he got it because he's really popular right now.
Yeah.
So James Bond, other movie news. You got official new James Bond. You have the new one coming out here. My prediction, this movie flops. This will be one of the biggest flops in the box office when it comes out.
When's it supposed to come out?
Next year, I think. Look it up. Look up No Time to Die. It's the
No Time to Die.
Yeah.
Dang, and Billie Eilish did the song for it.
A month ago.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet. The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Fire.
Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years.
So stay Mr. Robot.
You get in my way. I will put a bullet in your knee. The one that works.
I thought you two would get along.
Name?
Bond.
Jeffrey Wright.
James Bond.
So you're not dead.
Hello, Q. I've missed you.
It's the most valuable asset this country has.
If you that's the new 007.
I'm going to lose control. James, you gave up everything for her. When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of you.
This is what makes me want to watch it. It's him.
You don't know what this is.
Rami Malek.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond. License to Kill. History of violence. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. Mine will survive long after I'm gone.
History isn't kind to men who play God.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. He probably.
Probably.
But I think that movie looked all right, dude.
Look up the actress's name that's taken over for the next James Bond.
After this one?
Yeah. I think, see.
What are they going to do? Looks, just keep writing original stuff? Fleming's novels are all done.
Maybe. I was about to say there's tons of novels.
No, the last one was Skyfall.
That's your new James Bond, officially announced. Lashana Lynch will be taking over. I don't know if she'll be 007. I think that's such an easy fix. All you gotta do is make her 008 or 006 or 009, any other number.
Yeah.
Just so it's not James Bond. You don't have to be 007. They can easily make another main character off this series.
Yeah, have it be like you start with a new number every time there's a new agent.
Especially if he dies.
Yeah.
Because it's either going to be he dies in this one and she takes over 007, or he's alive and she's 00 whatever. Because they kind of left it up in the air when she's like, oh, I met your new 00. He didn't say 00 what.
Yeah.
That looked like a typical James Bond movie to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to fall for the trap like I did last time where I was like, oh, I like the villain a lot. Christoph Waltz, Inspector. That's the only reason I watched that movie is because I was like, I fuck with Christoph Waltz. He's awesome. Watched Spectre, thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. Thought it was fine. So I don't think I'll be rushing to the theater, but I am going to do a complete Daniel Craig little movie review. Just so, because I've never seen them. I've never seen all of them. I've never seen Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace and Skyfall.
You haven't seen any of those?
Nope.
Skyfall's really good, but the best one might be Casino Royale.
I heard Skyfall's the best one.
Yeah.
Out of the Daniel it's Craig ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I think I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the James Bond world with Daniel Craig.
Best Bond.
Best Bond. Well, speaking of Bonds, let's give Sean Connery a little love.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. Sean Connery. Definitely what he's most famous for, either that or Indiana Jones or The Rock. Or
The Untouchables.
Untouchables was awesome. I do like The Untouchables a lot.
What else is he in? Bunch of stuff. I mean,
Extraordinary Gentleman was the other one, and that was his last film he ever made, I'm pretty sure.
I think he was in Robin Hood too.
Yeah,
there was an old one from the 90s.
Yep, he was definitely a legend. Probably the most iconic James Bond to me so far. When I think of James Bond, I definitely think Sean Connery, and I've seen like maybe one or two of the old ones.
Yeah,
but I mean, Pierce Brosnan was our James Bond. Yeah, so like I do think of him, but anytime Sean Connery's name is mentioned, I do think of James Bond as well. So shout out to him. It's sad. He lived a long, good life, though. It's not like he died young. He was a 90-year-old man. So
no, and he was a movie star from when he was in his 20s.
Yeah, he lived a great life. And he's the man. Forever a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what else do we got here? We want to dive into some games. Just some games we've been playing. You've been playing any games?
No games for the boy. No games.
I've been on the same kick as last time we checked in. Fall Guys, Duty, Ghost of Tsushima. Got a lot farther in Ghost of Tsushima. Legends of Tsushima came out recently, which was the multiplayer version of it. I played a little bit of it.
What'd you think?
So you got two different things going on in Legends of Tsushima. You have a storyline that's multiplayer that is four player co-op, and then you have a survival based like zombies type thing going on with it. Thought it was all right. Me, Scotty, and Johnny played like for maybe an hour, and that was it.
Yeah
Haven't dove into it quite much. Dove more into the story. I'm almost done with the game, and it's been pretty awesome, actually. A lot more cool shit's been going on in it. The storyline's been getting a little deeper, and I like it a lot. Which takes me to maybe one of Cheese's worst calls. Avengers is done. The game.
Oh, no.
Avengers is dead. After I gave it a lot of praise, and I knew it. I knew any looter shooter, it comes and it goes, just like the snow, boy. It does. It comes and it fucking goes. And this one lost, I believe, $48 million they lost on this game. Ooh. Square Enix.
Sounds like someone lost their ass.
Yeah, somebody got fucking fired there.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this thing where when they do, like when games are dying, they'll start making everything on the store for free and handing out just free things in the game. And they're and I feel bad for it because there is a lot of potential. I see a lot of potential for this game. I think they just released it a little too early and it got really repetitive real quick and people lost interest and now you lost half your more than half of your player base. Yeah. They said, I looked up an article the other day, they said they had less than 1,000 players playing online daily.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
There's more than 1,000 people playing RuneScape.
This is a triple A game. Like, this is a big game, and that means something is off with this, and yeah, I just wanted to say that. I think it is, and don't get me wrong, there's going to be more stuff coming out for this game. I've seen a lot of the character designs, and they look badass. They have a Black Panther character design you can look at right now. They have a War Machine. Spider-Man will be getting introduced into this game. There'll be more missions. They promise more villains. I think this game's only going to get doper. I think people are sour on it now. They tried it. They played it. They leveled all their characters up. It's the same missions over and over again to level those characters up, so they got burnout.
Oh, okay.
And now they're waiting for something new.
Yeah.
So I think that game will get a revival at some point, but as of right now, Avengers is completely dead.
Done for. Toast.
So, and I probably haven't played Avengers in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Been diving back more into Fall Guys, getting crowns, trying the new season. Then they add a new season and have a bunch more levels and stuff now. But also, since we're going on dead things here, Cyberpunk delayed. Not good news for this game. It's the third time this game has been delayed. Now, it's only a month delayed, and it's probably worth every penny, and I just complained about how Avengers should have waited, right? I just said that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to benefit this game a lot, because I believe delayed to 2021, huh? I read December. What do you got there, Monty? Back to December.
That was one day 10th. Ago.
Yeah. I believe this game comes out in December. I could be wrong. But if it goes any further than that, then yeah, this game has a problem. This game might have a problem.
They got a big problem.
And
this is
my most highly anticipated game of the year. This is going to be the shit. You like Grand Theft Auto? Cool. You like Grand Theft Auto in the future? Even way fucking cooler. You can mod your dude out. You're basically an cyborg, and you can upgrade your guy, and you have all types of shit that, like, you can have swords in your arms, or you could like have x-ray vision. You can like upgrade your eyes and your body, and you get all different types of weapons in this game. And I think you might be able to do what you do in Grand Theft Auto, go between first and third person. There'll be open world where you're just driving around town and do different things. It's going to be a better Grand Theft Auto, in my opinion. I think this game is going to be legendary. Like, I honestly do. And I have a lot of hype for this game, and I've seen a lot of gameplay. This is a gory game. Not gory, but it can be gory. Like, yeah. You can fuck people up in this game, just like you can in Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fucked up.
Yeah, if you want to bash people with a bat all day, Grand Theft Auto,
right,
you can.
Right, and this is just a futuristic take on Grand Theft Auto, in my opinion. And this is Project Red. They made The Witcher 3. That's like their best well-known game. It's going to be open world. It's going to be badass. And I keep waiting, and I don't want to wait no more. I want this game.
I know, dude.
Maybe I can get it. Hopefully Christmas time. This could be a Christmas
December
gift.
10th, it said they shot down the rumors, and December 10th
December
is the launch
10th.
Date.
Yeah, I'll be waiting. We'll see on December 10th, I guess.
Yeah, we'll
if
see.
If it gets pushed back again. Coming out this week, you have, I think, Assassin's Creed Valhalla comes out this week, right?
Yeah,
big Assassin's Creed fan. My favorite one's the second one, but I've played Odyssey and Origins, and I've played Revelations and Brotherhood, and I've played pretty much every Black Flag, any Assassin's Creed game you could name. I've played pretty much all of them. I think maybe Unity was the only one I didn't play, or Syndicate was the only one I didn't play. And I think this will be dope. I thought Odyssey was dope. Didn't finish the game. It's a very, very long game. Very time-consuming. Hours and hours and hours in this game. It's not like Ghost of Tsushima. And Ghost of Tsushima is a long game, but Assassin's Creed is like
open world, almost everything.
Witcher level type of just like, man, we're grinding out and doing side missions and collecting gear and doing this and doing that. This is just a take. The last one was Greek mythology with Odyssey. This one is just your Viking take. So I'm always down and willing to play any Assassin's Creed. So if you're an Assassin's Creed fan, be looking in the stores sometime this week. It'll be out there in the wild. And also the PS5 tomorrow will be out in the wild. And that's wild. You gonna get a PS5?
I'm definitely going to get a version of it. Here.
We all PlayStation.
Yeah, they were fake.
Yeah.
What?
These videos of the Xbox catching like on fire.
Hell no. If your Xbox catches on fire, you better get a fucking little
They're saying
on
it's
her.
Bullshit.
No, yeah, it's just people like blowing their vape through it.
Keep your receipt if you're buying an Xbox.
Came with a campfire feature.
Thing. You can tell that they blew it through though, because the smoke stops.
Same.
Looks like the old red ring of death strikes again.
If your shit is blowing smoke like that, it's cut.
Yeah, it's super cut.
Yeah, no, dude definitely blew their vape in.
I'll be able to get my hands on it, and not buying it. I want to buy the PlayStation right away, but.
Yeah,
what do you think? Fake?
Yeah, that fake. Looks fake.
My little brother is getting... I'm not getting the PlayStation tomorrow. My brother is. He pre-ordered it already. So I'll be able to get my own hands-on and do my own type of review and tell you how you got how it is until you guys get one. Yes. I'll be able to have a little insight. I've been listening up on a few things about it, but I want to get my hands on it to be able to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it and review it until I see it.
Yeah, you play it.
FIFA 21 was the most downloaded game in October.
Of course.
That's a little weird fact for you. How weird is that?
But worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah. FIFA is a beloved game.
Yeah, it's blowing everything else out for real, probably.
Also, a new Battlefield game is set to release for 2021, I've seen. And I don't have a lot of details to talk about that. I'm a huge Battlefield fan. What I believe is the next Battlefield is supposed to be Battlefield Bad Company 3, as last time I saw. Love the Battlefields. I think if Call of Duty and Battlefield had a baby, it would be the best first-person shooter of all time. Battlefield's environments are way better, the sounds are way better, and the graphics, for the most part, are way better. Call of Duty's engine and how the game runs and the shooting and the mechanics of the game are a lot better than Battlefield's. And I've always felt that way. But I'm down to play any Battlefield. I've played Battlefields, the last three of them, I think. Battlefield 1, Battlefield 5, and Hardline. I've played all three of those. And if they're coming out with one in 2021, best believe I'll have that motherfucker on the PS5.
Motherfucker.
Best believe. Also, I seen something. You'll have to look this one up right here, Monty. This is a battle royale vampire game. I seen this on my little news feed the other day, and I just wrote it down here just so we can kind of dive into it. I want to see what the fuck this is about here. The Masquerade battle royale game currently in development. Is right now. I wonder,
that looks sweet.
First teaser trailer is only around 30 seconds long, but shows multiple fighters battling in a city at night. The cinematic trailer doesn't show any actual gameplay yet. All right, so we're kind of going off of, I don't know,
we'll see though.
Yeah, anything that's a battle royale and it looks kind of different.
Describe this.
So there's just a vampire, I'm assuming,
yeah,
running climbing these. It's like Assassin's Creed.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Shooting guns at each other, bro.
They got some sights.
This shit is. If this is for real, this shit is fire. You got swords and guns, abilities.
2021.
You move faster.
Sharkmob.com. I don't know who they are.
Maybe they're an independent. See.
That's going to be one to look forward to, maybe. Keep your eye out on that one. Yeah. I know we've that actually tied in very well with all the vampire talk today.
It did. To bring it full circle.
Full circle. Also, I have a little honorable mention. We don't ever really talk music on here, right?
Ooh.
So since we've been away, there's been something that's been announced, and I'm a huge fan. And I think we actually, me and Slim, had a little dispute on here one time about Kid Cudi. We have Man on the Moon 3 coming out, and I can't wait for that shit. Cudi, I'll be there. I'll be listening. Spotify, all that. I'm waiting. Drop that shit. Can't wait.
You already thought I would do the Travis Scott feature on there.
Yeah, he's a feature boy. He's on there. Probably gets a lot of money for the features.
What else you got, Cheese? Are you gonna?
I might be tapped out here.
Okay. Well, you can shout out your social medias if you would like.
You know what? We made a social media for me last time I was on here, and I have not posted one thing on Twitter.
It's
all
right.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
Welcome to the club.
So I believe it's Big Stanky Cheese, right? At Big Stanky Cheese.
I think so.
So go ahead and look for that on Twitter, boy, on Twitter sphere. And what you got, Wacky?
Our Twitter is Whack and Cheese M&G. So that's if you want to follow us on Twitter. On Instagram, it's just Whack and Cheese. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's jwad7408. So give all those a follow.
Go holler at them.
Holler at me.
Plug the other shit.
Oh, yeah. We also have ANA MMA. If you want to follow them on Twitter, what's ANA MMA's Twitter?
It's A, the word and, A, underscore MMA. I don't think they can hear me. You better repeat it.
ANA underscore MMA.
Yeah.
And then our Instagram for our other show, for Wacky and Monty Show, is Wacky Monty. And Monty Show. That's a show where we talk about pretty much everything, especially in this season of the political sphere. So if you're interested in any of that, yeah, get on there. We had a good little election coverage thing in our last episode. So on our next one, we'll do a post-election and see what everybody's thoughts are. And, our Twitter is Wacky underscore Monty Show for that one. So go ahead, Cheese.
You also have the fantasy football one still, right? You've been going in? No?
No.
Monty's fantasy team's going down.
My fantasy team's actually so bad. It's ridiculous. I'm Fat Pants, better be watching this.
Oh, game. Pants, you hear that? If you're listening, you're going down.
Yeah, it's slow for Fatty.
What's your social media...
Yeah, Monty, what you got?
It's just the Fjord Monty. Figure it out yourself.
Ooh. Boink. Good thing that thing's empty.
That thing was bouncy.
Right?
Was that a little can of chew?
No, that was the container of weed that's empty.
Oh.
All right.
Are we signing off here, boys?
Yeah.
Until next time, this was the Whack and Cheese.
We're out of here.
Out of here.